The sound of the Christmas season is everywhere. I'm Vashti McKenzie, and this is your wake-up call. In fact, those sounds started way back in October. But now garlands and greenery and gleaming lights are added to front doors, lawns, and sanctuary. Christmas carols are being sung in church, heard on the radio, and played while we shop in overcrowded malls. What are we thinking? Going into crowded stores and malls at this time of the year is different. That's the season we are now, the season that precedes Christmastide. It is not joy to the world, the Lord has come. It is, O come Emmanuel, and ransom captive Israel that mourns in lonely exile here until the Son of God appears. The sound of Advent goes back to a nation waiting in exile, longing and waiting for God to come and deliver them. This Advent sound sings back to what happened before the birth of Christ and what will happen because the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. The sound of Advent is the sound of prayer, fasting, study, meditation, and worship that seeks the face of God and not just the hand of God that gives richly. The sound of Advent is a longing for God to appear. It is the anticipation of the arrival of God's promise in the flesh, and at the same time, looking beyond what we can see, because faith is the substance of what we hope for and the evidence of what we haven't seen yet. When our children were younger, my husband and I wanted to create traditions for them to remember fondly as adults, such as lighting an Advent candle at dinner time or during worship services at church, putting Christmas cards up on the front door along with the name of someone we're praying for, purchase a toy that they pay for a child who may not get much, take clothes to a shelter or church clothes closet and participate in the time-honored tradition of Christmas pageants or concerts. What traditions will you create for yourself or your children? Tis the season for spiritual traditions. Spiritual traditions will help them focus on the true meaning of the season instead of the manufactured commercial ones. Spiritual traditions will help you set your affections on the things of God rather than things that can be bought and sold. Spiritual disciplines will help you grow beyond wanting the blessings more than you want the blesser. So Advent is more than how much you can spend on the holidays or which Grinch will try to steal your Christmas or how many sugar plums should be dancing in our heads. It is a concerted seeking season to dig into the Word of God, increase prayer time, worship abundantly, and practice authentically our spiritual disciplines. Tis the season to practice your spiritual discipline. Select a scripture memory verse or read a passage of scripture right before you have your meal together as a family. Take up one of the spiritual disciplines, fast for a day, or engage in private worship and praising God. Advent is the season of a fresh seeking and a seeking again in preparation for the celebration of the birth of Jesus Christ. This is our time of the year to stand still and remember that the Word has become flesh and dwelt among us. Tis the season for spiritual disciplines. I'm Vashti McKenzie, and this is your wake-up call.